This is the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance. Live local talk that matters to you. Now, here are Denise and Hunter, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Welcome, everybody, to this Wednesday edition of Newsmakers at Noon. I am Denise Quinn.
And this is Hunter Newton.
How are you, Hunter?
I'm doing well. I'm getting by. You know, I'm a little hungry, though. It's kind of that lunch hour, but we don't get to eat until afterwards.
We don't. But you know, you should celebrate. Today's National Homemade Soup Day, and I am an adherent. If soup was like a religion, I'd be in awe. I love it. I'm like, I can't wait for winter because soup.
Soup. Yeah.
Just soup.
But is winter actually going to come? That's the real question.
No, and that's the thing. So it just feels all off. It feels unnatural. I don't know that I can even have soup today. It's too warm.
If only Mother Nature would help you celebrate Soup Day.
I've given up all hope on her. Anyway, okay, we're going to jump right in today. We got a great show. There is something very exciting happening this weekend. There is a first-of-its-kind memorial in Oregon being dedicated. And we want to welcome to the show from the Gold, let's see, the Woody Williams. I'm going to get this wrong. I'm just going to introduce you guys. We've got Tim Berry and Matt Lawyer here, and I don't want to mess this up because there's a lot of different groups and a lot of different names. Tim is the chairman. Matt is the co-organizer. You guys are dedicating the first Woody Williams Foundation Gold Star Families Memorial Monument in Kaiser. This is a big deal. It's happening this weekend. Matt, why don't you go ahead and kick us off?
Yeah, thanks, Denise and Hunter. Thanks for having us here today. It is exciting. We are 18 months away from when this idea was first brought to the city of Kaiser in June of 2024.
Yeah.
And we're here. And it's exciting to see the more than 800 hours of volunteer time that went into constructing and getting this ready to go, and the amount of support that came out from the local community. I got to say, I'm super thankful to Kaiser's best radio station, KYKN, from stepping up and being a massive supporter of this. We're very lucky to have two local radio stations that have been doing that, and I really appreciate KYKN doing that. But excited. It is this Saturday, February 7th, 11 o'clock in the morning at PFCA Ryan J. Hill Park at Kaiser Station in between Panera and Kaiser Permanente.
Oh, good spot. So, Tim, give us a little bit of backstory on this. I mean, we've had Matt on sort of through the process a couple of times giving us updates. But give us a little bit of the backstory on Woody Williams and Private Hill.
All right. Well, let's start off with Woody Williams. That's the foundation. He was the last surviving Medal of Honor recipient from World War II.
Wow.
He passed in June of 22 at, I think it was 98.
God bless him.
Yes, indeed. He was an amazing man. Started this foundation in 2012. Mm-hmm. The first monument went in 2013 in his home state of West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And there are currently, not counting ours, 153 of them around the United States.
Okay.
Oregon did not have one. So that was my impetus in making this become a reality with my wife, Donna Berry. We came up with the idea that we would present this to Kaiser in PFC Ryan J. Hill's Park. He's my cousin. And so we thought this was a wonderful way to kind of bring the two things together.
So I'm assuming when you brought this up and you came with the history and the family connections and everything, obviously it was met with a lot of enthusiasm, I'm thinking.
I could not tell you. We presented it to the Parks Board here in Kaiser with Matt as the chairman. Are you the chairman of the committee? We left there with a resounding yes.
This you is didn't going, have to like strong arm seller.
There was no strong arm. It was like, this is what we've been looking for. Yeah. And I would have to say the community has rallied behind this. It's been amazing. It's quite an amazing process.
Matt was saying it's been kind of an 18-month process. So it started with, where did it start? Groundbreaking, picking the spot?
So the spot was pretty much decided the day they came forward in June of 24.
Oh, okay.
And we had an existing desert fountain in that it was a fountain that didn't work, so we called it a desert fountain.
A desert fountain.
And so we thought, well, that's needed to go away for a long time. And so we called R&R and said, hey, can you guys come cut this tree down? They said, sure. And on January 8th of 2025, the fountain started to come down, and there were 30 plus dump truck loads of stuff that had to go off the site. Wow. Tons of rock and material that had to go off the site. With the exception of the tree, I think the majority of the stuff that came out of there was reused in the parks. So we were being really cool. thoughtful about that. And then by the middle of January, it was cleared and we were ready to go. And so that's kind of where it got started. And then the fundraising thing kicked off right around that same time. A local company, Pacific Stair, came in straight away, gave our first really big donation. The momentum just picked up from that. And we just, by April, I think, we had more than $15,000 raised locally. And wow. in total, I think we've brought close to $25,000 in local dollars from the community to help support this project.
Nice. So this is this is a gift to the community as well. I mean, the people. So what do you hope that the community gets from this, that how the community uses this park?
Well, I think the main purpose of this is to kind of acknowledge that in the profession of arms, are the kind of forgotten casualties, and those are the family members that are left behind. Mm-hmm. And that is a Gold Star family. So they have lost a service member. So this monument is not dedicated to a service member. So mm-hmm. there's nobody associated with it. It is mm-hmm. for the families specifically. So very similar to a World War II memorial or the Vietnam memorial. Those at the Capitol, those are just amazing. There's a Middle East conflicts memorial there. Those are for the soldiers. Those are for, you know, those individuals and their heroism. This is for the fortitude that the Gold Star families exhibit on a daily basis. They, you know, it's one of the things that you'll see in the monument itself is a silhouette of a soldier.
Wow.
Or service member, let's say. Yeah. I never want to leave anybody out with that. So it's a silhouette of a service member, and that represents that empty place at every holiday table, that birthday celebration that is absent, the person that birthday celebration is for.
Yeah, and that loss obviously never goes away. It changes how you deal with it over time. Mm-hmm. Changes. Have you heard from Gold Star families about this? That are, I'm assuming there are going to be some that are going to be there at the dedication on Saturday. Have you heard from them as far as what this means to them?
Yes, that's one of the things that we've been hearing. It's just an influx of support, and they're very much looking forward to seeing one of these in Oregon. And so it's very, very exciting.
And the first one, I've seen some pictures. So give us a little kind of a taste of what we can expect when we go and when this is the ribbon is cut and everything is unveiled.
You will see a beautiful monument, and that's pretty much all we're going to say right now, because
we're
burying the lead.
All right.
What I'll tell you, I mean, there's the standard fascia that you can see, mm-hmm. and that's out there. But what I'll tell you is the committee was very thoughtful about each element that was put on the area where the committee had input and design. And every single piece has a particular meaning. Every piece has a story. I think that as people are able to experience this monument, it's going to be really important that they see it, they read the explanation of what each panel means. There's actually a beautiful granite marker that talks about that.
Oh, nice.
And, it's important, I think, from the committee's perspective, from the city's perspective. It's covered up right now. Nobody can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the hope is, I think, from the city's perspective, and you know, I'm speaking on behalf of the Parks Board and stuff, is that those Gold Star family members that are going to be there on Saturday, I think, may get the first opportunity to actually go around the back and see what this looks like. And so,
nice.
By the way, Tim, we got to put that in the program. maybe not. I don't know.
Oh, that's right.
But at any rate, I think it's so important that this is for those families. They've paid the ultimate sacrifice in the loss of their loved one.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of playing it close to the chest because it's that special. And I think people deserve to have that moment of actualization and reflection when they first set eyes upon it. I'll tell you, I've seen pictures. I was at work. I broke down. It's tough. And wow. And I'm not a Gold Star family member, but the love and commitment that these Gold Star family members on the committee that came forward to bring this really resonates through the entire project. And I think it has been the motivator behind the work from the volunteers that have built this, but also the funders. Home Depot Foundation got behind this. It's kind of atypical of their typical type of project, but also the Oregon Parks and Rec also put in a very significant donation. And so, it's uncommon for big companies to come together. Sam Electric paid for 100% of all of the labor and all of the conduit and stuff that came in.
Yeah.
And so the value there is just incredible. And so, yeah, we're burying the lead a little bit, but it's on purpose because this deserves to be super special.
Yep. I agree. I agree. And I think that's a really appropriate way to handle that. So Saturday it is coming up. So, Tim, can you give us a little bit of detail on toward timing, where people need to go, what people can expect?
So the location is really easy to find. It's located directly in between Kaiser Permanente and the Panera. So if people are familiar with either one of those, it's the park kind of right there in the middle. The festivities kick off at 11.
Okay.
That's when the ceremony will start. But if anybody would like to show up early, we'll be in the area. People can converse. And that is one of the main purposes is that coming together and sharing stories. Yep. One of the things that we always say is say their names, tell their stories,
mm-hmm.
never forget, and live a life worthy of their sacrifice. So that's kind of the whole purpose behind getting everybody to come together.
Amen. Amen. I mean, I think that's a great place to leave it as well. I will note that if you're driving and you didn't hear all the details, we've got information over at kycan.com. You can find out more about that. I think this is a wonderful thing that you've done for the community and for all the Gold Star families. And we thank you and applaud you and all the volunteers and the sponsors. I mean, it's just what an incredible effort.
Yep.
That all this came together. It's really, really pretty spectacular. Again, we're talking with Matt Lawyer and Tim Berry. This is in regards to the Kaiser is going to dedicate Oregon's first Woody Williams Foundation Gold Star Families Memorial Monument this Saturday. Again, you can check all the information out. I've got the press release out there as well with all the details and phone numbers. Go ahead.
So just one final thought. There's two other projects that are underway in the state of Oregon. There's one at the Willamette National Cemetery and the one in Winston, Oregon. This is the first, but it's not going to be the last. Get out there, check out those projects, support them. If you find this to be compelling, look those up and get behind it. I think they're really, really good opportunities. This is the first, but it's not going to be the last.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm really glad to hear that. Well, Matt and Tim, thank you both for coming in. Donna, nice to see you.
Donna, nice to see you.
We only have so many mics. We got a small studio, but it was great to have you all here. We appreciate your work, appreciate your service. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take our first break. You're listening to Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Martin Color Tile of Salem.
All righty. Well, so great to have Tim and Matt in here. And it was a surprise to see Matt. A very happy surprise.
it's going to be a big day on Saturday.
It
Kaiser
is.
And I suspect that a lot of, from the mayor of Kaiser to possibly the mayor of Salem, there will be a lot of people out in recognition of this ribbon cutting.
I think you're right. I would bet both communities, since, it is always Salem-Kaiser. So, and it's going to be, I think the National Guard is going to be there, all kinds of representatives, local leaders, local veterans. And again, they mentioned there's a reception following at Kaiser City Hall. And again, we have all that information on the website and also our Facebook page. And after the show, it'll be on Insta as well, in case you tend to look over there. So great to see them both. And of course, Donna, it's always we don't have enough mics because it's like,
yeah,
because I'm sure I would have loved to have heard from Donna as well.
Yeah, we can share mics. It's hard to share headsets, though. That's the tricky part.
That's the tricky part. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it is also, we need to talk about it. We're in the midst. We have kicked it off, our fifth annual food and clothing drive. I heard Jeff out there at Green Acres GA at home this morning talking about it. They've already got a barrel that's filled. Way to go.
I guess Jeff had a second job after spending the morning out there. He had to take the barrel, collect the barrel, and give him a fresh one.
One of his titles is Chief Barrel Schlepper. No, it's official. We should put it on his business card.
His business card, his nameplate on his door. Come on, the whole shebang. Let's really make a thing of
it. He is the Chief Barrel Schlepper. So that was cool to hear him out there. So again, they're all over the place. You can go to kycan.com, and if you look right at the top, you'll see food and clothing drive that'll take you down. Visit our sponsors. They are great. And I'm assuming Jeff's going to be popping around to different locations throughout the month of February.
I think so. I think we'll get a chance to hear from just about every one of them as we go through this month. So, definitely if you are anywhere near Advantage Heating and Air Conditioning, which, of course, will also pick it up if you need their services in your area. Green Acres or GA at Home, Cheers Restaurant, Elite Buyers Northwest out in West Salem, and Highway Trailer Sales right there on Portland Road off of the freeway.
So a little bit all over town. I know Advantage always really kicks it up. And also if you go to our Facebook page, there are sponsor spotlight this week as well. They do amazing things for the community. So that is cool. All right. Well, it is February 4th. We cannot believe it. And again, it feels like it's February 4th. It should be like April 4th with the way the weather is going. But that puts us closer to tax day. So never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind.
Maybe put it back to like October 4th. Maybe
October 4th. There you go. It's a lovely fall day. Like I said, it's National Homemade Soup Day. I my favorite soup, and I'll just it is this Greek lemon chicken orzo soup that I make. It's my favorite soup. Now I need to make it because I love it. There's something about homemade sourdough bread and a good fresh soup on a cold day.
We shouldn't be talking about food this early in the show.
Sorry. Well, it's also USA Day.
Okay.
Which is very cool.
And National Wicker Day.
Oh, wicker was such a thing in the 70s. I think, I'm dating myself, but I graduated high school in 1981, and the big thing then was that big wicker chair. And I don't know if you remember, Hunter, you were too little, but every radio record album back then, it had the artist sitting there like in his like pimp suit wicker or whatever, sitting in the wicker chair with the pampas grass all around him. So there you go, National Wicker Day. It's also National I Heart Horror Day. I don't watch horror movies anymore. Can't do it. I don't have the stomach for it anymore.
Well, because they're not really horror, they're gore movies now. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, really, you go back to the classic horror movies of the late 70s and 80s, and they gave you the impression of what was happening without showing you. Now it's gore and it's jump scares.
Jump scares. I get so sick of jump scares are so lazy. Mm-hmm. I like a good psychological horror movie. And I'm always like with suspense, I can't stand it. I'm just like up in my chair standing on it. So it's also Thank a Mail Carrier Day, which is great. I have a friend I went to high school who was a mail carrier. So thank you. And of course, who could forget? Today is Liberace Day.
Okay.
We get our sequins and feathers and our flamboyance on.
And sit in my wicker chair. Come on.
That's so fitting that those two. I don't think Liberace did wicker. He did a lot of rings and glitter and glam.
Well, but it's Wicker Day. You got to combine all the days in one, and you get all the flamboyant outfit while you sit out in your wicker chair to wait for your mail carrier so you can thank them while you eat your soup. Come on.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I can do it all.
Well done. Well done.
Maybe even put on some horror on your phone, I guess, if you need to throw that one in there, too.
Well, horror would be my show prep every day. I'm like, there's another horror story. Oh, good God.
You know,
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, it's also a pretty big day in the history of the U.S. But
it is.
USA Day. George Washington was elected as our first president unanimously.
Yeah, in 1789. Yeah, no primary there.
Well, who was on the $1 bill if he wasn't elected yet? Come on.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. In 1826, Last of the Mohicans was published. I've never actually read it. I have seen the movie, the Daniel Day-Lewis movie. Very, very good.
Well, in 1861, the states met to form the Confederacy.
Ooh, it does kind of feel like we're kind of like vibing on that recently.
They're not meeting together yet. They're just meeting amongst themselves to find out how they're going to revolt against the U.S.
Was TDS a thing back then? I don't know. So come on, Democrats, answer the question.
It was TWS back then. You know.
Or it was Lincoln derangement syndrome? I don't know. In 1938, Disney releases Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, the first major studio animated movie, still a classic, still holds up today, regardless of what weird girl. I don't even remember. Rachel Zegler?
Yeah.
The one who was the flop of all flops?
I was going to say, we can remember this version. No one is going to remember the day that the live action remake was released. Come on.
Creepy.
1974, heiress Patty Hearst was kidnapped by the SLA.
The Symbian Lebanese army. I remember this, and I think her name with them was Tanya. I remember this. I was 11 years old when this happened.
I was -4.
But I do remember this. You were not even around.
I was not quite here yet.
You weren't even a twinkle. You weren't. I don't know if you remember this. I do. 1983, singer Karen Carpenter died of heart failure. She suffered from anorexia for years.
Well, and then, of course, in 2004, we can all thank the one and only Mark Zuckerberg for launching Facebook on this day.
I don't know. Is that a good thing? For a while.
Was that a moment of silence?
When it was struggle plates, food pictures, and your pets, it was nice. Now, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know. People say I'm way too political on mine. I post all kinds of stuff on mine, but I don't care.
Well, it used to be a place where you could post pictures and for grandma to see, you know, in a different state, and now it just become nothing but ads and propaganda and just, kind of a waste of time.
Kinda. I tend to use it a lot. If it's nice for me, I got to connect with a bunch of old school friends from New Hampshire, and it's nice to know that we're all politically aligned, which is interesting coming from New Hampshire.
Well,
so
maybe
anyway,
you learned from it, you know?
I know. All right. Well, we are coming up on the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a break for the news. So come on back.
The Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance, continues. Here are Denise and Hunter on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Green Acres Landscape and GA at Home.
All right, and thank you to them for sponsoring our fifth annual food and clothing drive.
Yeah, and of course, if you didn't get the chance, Jeff's... not out there anymore today, but he was out there for a couple hours this morning. So
yeah,
you know,
I was listening. Uh-huh. I was listening. I heard that there was a full barrel out there, so that's a good gig. Well, speaking of good gigs, I know we love our gig, but
oh my gosh. I don't know. I might take this one.
I'm with you.
I mean,
Blue Lives Matter posted this. Go ahead and this is awesome, Hunter.
This is a job listing they're urgently hiring passionate individuals to join a street fundraising team. It's not a job. It's a chance to be a part of a movement protecting vulnerable immigrant communities from deportation and family separation. As an independent contractor, I could work and control my own schedule. I could work 5 days a week or just weekends. I could put in 4 hours or 10. It's entirely up to me. And I could make $100,000 to, you know, a year, $5,000 a week. I mean, this is just a wonderful opportunity. They even pay for your training. You can be part of something bigger than yourself.
Wow. But you need to have an outgoing personality and comfortable talking to strangers, though.
Obviously. Well, and the requirements aren't anything really bad. 18 and older, you got to be passionate about social justice and immigrant rights. You got to have an outgoing personality and, of course, comfortable talking to strangers. No experience necessary. Just bring my energy. But the one that I didn't read yet.
Yeah. There's one you didn't mention.
It says that you have to be authorized to work in the United States.
Wait, what?
Are they discriminating against people that aren't? I mean, that's what this is all about. This is a stop ICE now. I mean, I thought they loved those people that weren't allowed to work in the United States.
So they wouldn't be able to hire an illegal alien then to do this job.
Well, I think this listing is probably primarily pointed at the offals and, you know, those activist college students with blue hair. I think that's their primary demographic.
would you say that they have outgoing personalities? And, well, I guess they're comfortable screaming at strangers. Well, I don't know if they're comfortable talking to strangers.
This is just
though.
The nice way of putting it. You know, you don't have to, you just have to go out and make your voices heard. Whatever that looks like.
Well, and I love this too, because we actually could apply for this, because you can do this work remote.
Yeah.
It's remote work.
Well,
I don't know how that works, but I'm willing to like find out.
Well, because I'm assuming that there is a Stop ICE Now chapter in every major Democrat controlled city.
Oh, yes. I'm sure of it.
And they probably, you know, today it's in Minneapolis. Tomorrow it might be in Portland. It might be in Seattle. It might be even in Salem. You know, the opportunities to get out there and really hit the streets running. But, you know, a 4 to 10 hour work week sounds like a pretty good deal.
I'm down with that. I'm getting old. I'm tired. But if it's remote, I guess I don't have to do anything. I can sit behind a keyboard and process donations, I guess. Money's flowing in.
It sounds like you need to earn the donations by but at the same time, if you talk enough trash on social media, I'm assuming, you know, the people I see doing that are living in their mom's basements, Harry and you know, the brother combination, and these guys, they all seem to do pretty darn well in this role.
They do. They do. Clearly, they're not that much of a stickler for what they're asking in terms of qualifications. Hence the videos that we've seen and the caliber of folks, the folks that are out there on the street.
You mean the ones that are setting up massive roadblocks in Minneapolis communities where they are stopping cars to check IDs to determine if that person is worthy of being in their community?
What? They don't get the irony of that. Well, it's like, wait a minute. Wait, what are you doing? Papers, please. Papers.
Show us your papers. We need to determine if you're allowed in our community. Huh? So the citizenry of Minneapolis is becoming their own mini ICE?
Yes. And that's what makes this all so dangerous, because you've got these people out there who are clearly being paid well. Mm-hmm. And the ones that aren't out there, that are just out there because they're passionate about it. Well, you're a fool. You could be getting paid, hon.
That's right. All you got to do is apply.
Why risk your life for free? You can get paid. These are people that, when you look at the videos, these are residential neighborhoods. There are people that are living in these lovely big houses, and they're now being asked for ID, so they're being intimidated. This is Chop Chaz,
mm-hmm.
Just, you know, winter in Minnesota version.
Well, and I just sit here and I go, and what we read to you is a legitimate job posting.
Mm-hmm.
It is out there. They are so when they sit here and say, people, you know, we're not paid, somebody's getting paid and you're the sucker that's following their lead. I mean, that's literally what it comes down to. You may not personally be getting paid to go out and destroy things, but the guy next to you probably is that convinced you to go do it. He's not the one throwing the rock. You are. And he's getting paid for it.
And he's getting paid for it sitting somewhere, probably somewhere warm, sipping on an adult beverage, you know, watching the live streams like, you know, sane people. Because every now and again, I'll tune in the live streams. But I got to say, the tactics, again, which are very well documented tactics, the whistles, the screaming, the in the face, makes it very, very hard to watch the live streams. That has changed since 2020. Mm-hmm. It's just gotten, it's ramped up to 11.
Well, and you brought up the Chop Chaz in Seattle that occurred during 2020, the summer of love. And just, I believe in the last week or so, a lawsuit that was filed on behalf of the, a 16-year-old that was murdered within those boundaries. There was numerous murders in there and numerous deaths. So this is the first one. His family has been awarded $30 million from the city of Seattle for failing to do their job and protect the community.
And I remember the chief of police got, because I think she had wanted to do, and she got pushed out.
Yeah.
Then the mayor, I don't remember who that mayor was, that ridiculous woman. Mm-hmm. And it's like a summer of love. Yeah, it was, they found the city of Seattle negligent and liable. This was the 2020 Chaz killing of Antonio Mays Jr. Weren't there three young men that were killed?
I believe so. So this is probably the first of at least a few of them. And, you know, the things I'm starting to see, and this is where you really hurt community, you know, the powers that be that have allowed this bad behavior. And I'm hoping to see so much more, because as I go through social media, I am seeing violent protests at just about every, you know, blue city, whether it's Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, Minneapolis, whatever it is. And until people start holding the elected leaders responsible for not allowing local police to go and handle their business and, you know, targeting and putting a bullseye onto federal agents, this will continue. The other one I'm seeing a lot of, Seattle area, of course, Washington State, and it's spreading, is teacher-led protests during school hours.
Kirkland, I just sent you mm-hmm. that video that happened in Kirkland.
Yeah.
Hello, if Kirkland sounds familiar, mm-hmm. Costco.
Yep. That's the home of the first Costco right up there, you know, northeast of Seattle.
Yeah.
A big student walkout, not a teacher in sight. And the one kid that got interviewed literally said, "I'm just here to skip class."
Exactly. We talked about that yesterday, especially with the middle school kids.
So the other one that came out, the young lady that got hit after running in front of a car at a school protest, her parents are talking about suing the district for allowing the students to do that because it is the student's responsibility or the school's responsibility to protect the students during educational hours. And they are failing to do that to the point of they are literally bringing kids out of the classroom or doing it within the classroom to set up protests and teaching chants. I saw one of, it looked like a kindergarten first grade class and the mm-hmm. teacher leading them in anti-ICE chants.
It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. Brandy Cruz had posted this on X, a mob of students. This is from Lake Washington High School in Kirkland. She said they just walked past me for an anti-ICE. And this is the one where it's like, I'm just skipping class.
Mm-hmm.
So this is ridiculous. So again, the abysmal, dismal offerings and results from public schools are already in the toilet, and you're going to spend time doing this, pulling kids out of it's again, pull your kids, man, get your kids out of these damn schools. Just can't even, but they are responsible for them. And so what you need is the lawsuits flying again. I think $30 million is making the city of Seattle stand up and take notice. You think their new socialist mayor, Katie, will temper herself?
No, she'll just have her parents cut a check.
Mayor Katie.
Hey, mom and dad, can you guys just go ahead and pay this $30 million fine for me? So speaking of pulling your kids out of school, why would you? When Governor Kotek has issued a statement literally saying that we have the highest graduation rate in Oregon history.
Oh, well, I got it wrong, apparently.
And we joke because, yes, they technically their numbers say they have the highest graduation rate in history. What they do not include in that press release is the fact that they have taken away all standards, all standardized testing, and our kids are, what, about 20 to 25% of kids are actually reading and doing math at a grade level they should be.
But they can memorize chants and they can play little drums in a circle. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Come on.
And they can graduate. And I just sit here and go, what a disservice you are doing.
I know.
When you pass a kid all the way through school just so you can pad your graduation numbers.
Yeah. And now you're seeing, you know, at universities and especially in Oregon and Washington, too, you've got remedial level college classes. No more with the 100 level. We're going to have what? 20?
Oh, yeah. Math 10.
English
math
20.
20. I mean, yes.
Math 10.
Oh, yeah. And I just saw and there's. There's the rub right there. It used to be you qualified for a vast majority of jobs by having a high school diploma. That right. was the big push. Graduate high school because that diploma will make a difference.
And that's most jobs.
Yes. And now we've gone away from that where you see a lot of these jobs that used to require a GED or a high school diploma now saying you need at least 2 years of college.
So to be the receptionist at my law firm.
So what we want to do is literally sit here and say, we understand that your high school is not educating you the way they should be. So now you need to go to college and pay for a couple of years of this.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. And we're seeing the videos of parents that are just not having it. And it seems to be really exploding up in Washington State and kind of right around the Olympia area, which, if you recall, in 2017 was kind of ground zero for all of this college stuff at the Evergreen with Brett Weinstein and Heather Hying, which had to go through that garbage up there at the Evergreen State College, which is a loony bin. It is the weirdest place because it's like the students literally run the whole place.
But it seems like throughout Oregon, people are starting to catch on. And like you said, taking their kids out of school because Salem Kaiser is looking at a $23 million budget reduction because enrollment is declining. And I've heard that I think Eugene School District's about $30 million because of declining enrollment. Why is enrollment declining?
Yeah. We'll share some videos with you. You want to see everything we've been talking about? And you're going to see more of that, which also leads me to believe you're going to see the state all of a sudden saying, oh, that's a nice homeschool you got there. Be ashamed if we taxed it into oblivion or made it so hard for you to do that. I think that's coming. Wow. Because they can't compete if you've got resources and, you know, the best and the brightest just yanking their kids. And I feel bad for the ones that are stuck in these schools.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you can't, where you're like zip code stuck because you can't transfer, you can't move, you can't get out. It's really a shame.
Yep. And of course, there's not enough charter schools and not enough, private schools to accommodate the amount of kids that are looking for better options with their families right now. So,
well, and if you do decide to homeschool, there are so many resources. And again, but just before we take our last break, I know Glenn Beck has got the torch now, and there are a lot of homeschool resources. I'm part of an organization called Constitution IQ, and there are resources there. There are resources. There's Neon, there's Ocean, there's tons. So anyway, if you are thinking of doing that, you can connect up with us and we can get you connected because there's lots of things you can do. All right, let's go ahead and take our last break. There's an update on the whole Billie Eilish thing, and it's hilarious, and I can't stop laughing at it. So we're going to take a break. You're listening to Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denison Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by the Perlin Mill in Cozy's New York Deli.
All righty. Every day is the day for cozies, even if it's too warm in the winter.
Well, they might have some homemade soup for you if you need to celebrate without making it yourself.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it. And a little cannoli, a little gabagool. I'm good. Okay, so there was a story that I think you said this to me, and this one is terrible. If you can't be any more mad about how this stuff is being handled, go ahead and bring up this. This is Portland, Sanctuary City, of course, deluxe.
Yeah, and this is a Real Robert on X tweeted this one out, and I'm sure it is just about everywhere. This will shock the conscience right out of your soul. An illegal alien deported 20 times raped a 65-year-old at knife point after being released by the Sanctuary City of Portland. And I fully agree with this commentary. Every single Democrat member of Congress, their home should be designated as sanctuary homes, because that's the thing that frustrates me so much. These people talk such a big talk, and yet they do nothing. They don't open their doors for people. They don't provide anything. They just talk and expect their, you know, whether paid or not paid, you know, minions to go ahead and do as directed. And that's what gets so frustrating to me about all of this. I don't even. Yeah.
The sanctuary state garbage has just got to stop. It's got to stop. It's got to be done. Do you follow? Go ahead.
Well, and you know, with a situation like this, this is someone who has been deported 20 times.
20 times.
Coming back. And you know the reason that they were released rather than held for ICE or even held for a prison sentence for their previous altercations with the police. Was because the city of Portland wanted to make sure that ICE didn't get their hands on this guy, and he went out and raped a 65-year-old woman at knife point.
Yeah, where were her rights? Where were her civil liberties? Where's her right to be safe in her home, safe in her community? I mean, Democrats constantly choose illegal aliens over citizens, Oregonians, constantly. I mean, the evidence is there everywhere.
Well, they choose. Illegal aliens over minority people that are here legally. I mean, that's the sad part about all of this. They claim to this care. We care. Well, you don't care.
And we talked about the numbers. What was his name? Harry Enten on CNN talking about the numbers of those who want voter ID, those who want, they want ICE deportations. They want illegal aliens being deported. And the numbers, and again, Hispanics, Blacks, way high up there.
Mm-hmm.
So to think that, you know, that all these individuals are a monolith and that they can just count on their votes is just ridiculous.
So,
Democrats.
Well, so when you look in the clip that we saw yesterday actually didn't reference the next part where 95% of Republicans want it, but 76% of Democrats want it.
Well, that's more than 50%, isn't it? Even if I'm, you know, a little math challenge there.
So you went to public school. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I had terrible math teachers. Ugh. Mm. I didn't like them. And that was even way back in the day. I don't know. I just, anyway. Yeah. So the numbers don't add up. And again, it's going to be interesting to see going into the midterms if they're going to double down on stupid with this, because it's a losing issue for them. But I don't think they can help the optics. It's like, oh, this is so good. And they keep doubling down and making these stupid comments and these speeches and feeling sorry for, you know, the Maryland dad and the Portland couple and all this stuff. And people are seeing right through it. It is not resonating. It is not working. So, okay. Yeah. Use that as a tactic going in. Well, make that your talking points for 2026.
Even this, I'm seeing so much on social media in these stories and this narrative being presented, and people just aren't having it. They are calling it out left and right. The hypocrisy of it all. And the fact that, you know, well, you created this, you created this. How dare, you know, why are you pointing the finger other places? You created the scenario we are in today, and you're not able to fix it. We need to vote red. That's virtually the comment section on most every post we reference these days.
I'm very concerned because they're in the midterms of, obviously, you've got municipal races with the city council. Those are nonpartisan, and I'm putting that up in air quotes. You can check out. Really, where I wish they should really be partisan at this point.
You can see where the partisan element is if you check out or listen others.
OrStar and who's supporting them? Yep. Here, big giant red flag. If Progressive Salem is endorsing them, they're for this stuff.
Yep. Oh yeah. I just sit here and go, we need to change, because as they are literally yelling at us that walls are bad and checkpoints are bad and IDs are bad. Mm-hmm. I saw a video earlier today. A guy went out and was knocking on the front gate at
lovely Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish's house and saying, "Let me into the stolen land."
Hilarious. I love this too. An LA eviction firm is now offering to evict Billie Eilish. You have to say it that way because it's fun. From her multi-million-dollar mansion to make way for the Tongva tribe to reclaim their stolen land. They again have responded to her. Hey, thanks. Thanks for letting us know. Quote, Eilish's admission that she lives on stolen land gives the tribe a rightful action for possession as the true owner of the property. Time to put your money where your mouth is. Hand over the property, you thief.
I think this is the most hysterical aspect of all of this.
I love
because
it.
She went under the Grammys with her political posturing, all talk, no action. And now people are calling for a faction. And the fact that this is a California law firm and a California tribe, these are the people that, according to what they tell us, are all for these people. They love people like Billie Eilish, and they love Governor Newsom. And I'm going, the fact that they are willing to push back on this and call her bluff, I hope this reaches a point where she has to come out and publicly say, I am not going to give you my mansion.
Right. And be angry. Go away. Get off my lawn. Get off my lawn. This thing, and I hate land acknowledgements. The Salem-Keizer School District does it all the time. And we've talked about that. You know, land has been conquered. It has been taken.
It's centuries.
How far do you want to go back?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, because it is ridiculous to disavow human history to sit here and try and make these claims at this point in time. And I get so frustrated, but I think watching her have to admit that she is not really going to give away the land she claims was stolen back to the rightful owners, I think that would just be icing on the cake of this whole scenario, because it blows up every bit of narrative.
I'm afraid you're going to have an icingless cake, because I don't see that happening. She's going to hope it blows away. Mm-hmm. Her publicist, the people behind her, are probably going to keep her out of the public eye for a while because she's dumb as a box of rocks. She should never have opened up her mouth. This literally is a case of shut up and sing, girl.
Yeah. Well,
stay in your lane. Be quiet.
But
you're
that's
dumb.
All
Nobody
these celebrities do. That's all these celebrities do. They bloviate for clicks. I mean, that's all this is anymore.
I know. And of course, their king is Mark Ruffalo. all right. With that, we have got Jeff Reynolds on the show for the whole hour tomorrow. So you want to be sure to tune in for that. All right. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
This has been the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance. Live local talk that matters to you. Exclusively on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.